Next person is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Last name is Cousino, C-O-U-S-I-N-O, 62631, 93-year-old gentleman, used to be a machinist, married 75 years to his 92-year-old woman, 92-year-old wife, has been having a lot of hard time with severe weight loss. He weighed 160, now it's down to 120. Confusion, decreased mentation, bowel and bladder incontinence, decreased appetite. He's now chair slash bed bound, and his wife and his daughter is looking for palliative and hospice care for the patient at home, since he's no longer able to ambulate and get to the doctor's office to be seen and she can benefit from extra help at home as well. Period. Patient medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic pain, hyperlipidemia, dementia. Medication includes D3, Namenda 10 milligram once a day, Aricept 10 milligram a day, thyroid 50 microgram a day, lovastatin 20 milligram a day, phenofibrate 160 a day, Flexeril 5 milligram as needed, Protonix 40 milligram a day. Allergy none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, never really has done either one. He's a machinist, originally from Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, Texas. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. COVID immunizations up to date. Once again, patient's daughter is the primary caregiver by the name of Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E. She lives close by, but she sees her parents on a daily basis at least 2 to 3 times a day, period. She's, again, concerned about dad's weight loss, decreased appetite. He's requiring help around the clock, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, protein, calorie, malnutrition, not eating, and he's the fact that he's pretty much bedbound and having a hard time moving from chair to bed without help. On exam, his blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 92, respirations 18, O2 sat 91%. On room air, heart pulse, stone pulse over 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa is dry, neurological non-focal, there's severe muscle wasting odor in the lower extremity. Assessment 93-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia, consistent with neurocognitive disorder, degenerative disc disease causing chronic pain and flexorial gastroesophageal reflux and hyperlipidemia, along with hypothyroidism, has taken a turn for worse. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight in the past few months, at least 40 pounds. He's not eating. He's now become pretty much bedbound, no longer able to transfer without help. He's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, very confused, oriented to person, and expected to do poorly, and expected to die of his Alzheimer's dementia within the next 6 months. Daughter is in need of help and would like hospice and palliative care to get involved to help care for her father at home before he passes on and avoid placing him in a nursing home, period. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia. Given his weight loss, his amount of intake, most likely he can come off lovastatin and phenofibrate. Flexeril is doing a good job controlling his pain, symptoms of degenerative disc disease, and with his end-stage Alzheimer's, there's really no indication to continue with Aricept or Namenda at this time. Some of these were discussed with patient's daughter, Gail, at the time of evaluation. Oh, family history, mom and dad died of old age. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you.